Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, what up? Peace, family. We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
This is Rigel.
Otep, Abarigani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Ufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back another week, family, in the building, the last month of 2020. You feel me? Last month of the year. Hopefully this show can start a dialogue with the family. This is Collective Minds, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. And, yeah, we got a great conversation lined up, as usual, for the family. Hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. But, yeah, before we get started on, you know, the discussion for today, Queen Rigel, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. Very busy. No announcements.
All right, yes, indeed. And Brother Mufasa, my brother, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yes, yes. I had a good week as well, y'all. And no, I don't have any major announcements this week.
All right, sounds good. We're getting right into it then. So, yeah, this week, you know, for those that don't know, well, not just this week, but it seems like since the election, the COVID cases have been on the rise. And it seems, you know, they're reporting that they have the vaccines ready. Okay, they got the vaccines ready. So we are asking the family, you know, when they, you know, start dishing them out to the public, are you going to, you know, voluntarily take this vaccine? You know, are you going to run out and be one of the first people to take the vaccine? So that's what we're asking the family. Hit us up, let us know. You know, we're doing all type of polls to see, you know, if people are responding to the vaccine. And from what I'm seeing, it doesn't look like a lot of people are down with the vaccine. You know, you have some that are, some that are not. But I think they're trying to get the, you know, get the public on board to take the vaccine. So we'll see how it play out. Hit us up. Let us know if you are taking a vaccine. The number is 929-477-1697. And, yeah, so we're going to start with the Collective Minds family. Then we're going to get to the call lines here in a second. So, yeah, we always start with Queen Rigel. You know, are you taking the vaccine?
No, I mean, not voluntarily.
You say not voluntarily. They're going to have to bring the military around to dish it out.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I can't even foresee something that would make me do it, but I mean, I guess I would never say never, but no, I can't see. see myself agreeing to do that. I'm just not with it. It's like, so there are so many vaccines that are out. You know, it's like, I know they were designed for a good purpose, but even you can even play a good thing out. A good thing can, you know, get worn out. You can do something
right.
Just too much. You know, it's just like how many vaccinations do they expect the kids to get? You know, it's like that is just too much stuff. You know, I'm just not with it. You know, so that's a no for me. It's gonna be a no for me.
All right,
if
all right.
If someone else want to do it, you know, hey, feel free, you know, but it's a no for me, Captain.
All right, all right. And then it's just hot off the press. They say former NYC Mayor Rudy Giuliani is hospitalized in D.C. with the COVID. So, you know, Rudy Giuliani, that's you know, Trump's lawyer and whatnot. But yeah, they're still reporting that he has the COVID. But remember, Donald Trump had it and he got over it in 3 days. So, you know, who knows what's going on. But, you know, that's just hot off the press right there. And
I'm sure he's going to bounce right back. I'm sure Giuliani is going to bounce right back like most people do when it comes to this thing. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Okay,
I've yet to see. I mean, tell me who has, what major person has he had that paid? Have we had a major person die yet?
What?
Have we had any major people die? Any major entertainers, major celebrities, you know, anybody big? Have we had anybody big pass yet from the COVID? Big
I mean,
not.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What's his age? Like, how old is he in relation to Trump?
He's 76. He's 76. Rudy Giuliani is 76.
Okay, do he have underlying health issues? Yeah, I've been hearing that all day. But do we have any? Have they announced or mentioned anything about him having pre-existing illnesses or things, anything like that?
I haven't heard anything. The article I'm looking at, it doesn't say, you know, anything as far as pre-existing.
Because I just keep seeing him. I just keep picturing him with that dye running down his face. And I'm just wondering how intact he is. how intact is he? You know, he just, that's all I keep seeing is that dye coming down the side of his face and then him wiping that napkin with his face and his nose all at the same time. Do you guys see that?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, that type of behavior that's not safe behavior. You know, it's like, never mind. I don't
want to.
This is Mufasa's turn. I don't want to take it up. So.
No, it's all good.
You guys know what I'm trying to say, though, so I don't have to say anymore.
Yes, indeed. We got you.
Yeah, it's like I was saying, you know, even with the murder, yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. I've yet to see it over this whole year. You know, when they told us this stuff was kicking off, you know, people was going to be dropping like flies, bodies everywhere. I ain't seen no major celebrities, entertainers pass from this thing that I know of. I mean, maybe the callers can call in and say, oh, yeah, you know, you forgot about this person. But I ain't seen it happen. I've seen a lot of people who came down with the sickness, with the virus, but I ain't seen no big name entertainers or celebrities or anything like that die from this thing. So I'm sure Mary Giuliani will bounce right back as well. As far as it go with that, taking the vaccine, no, I'm not with that neither. I'm not trying to take any vaccine. I don't even like taking flu shots, none of the stuff that they already got out. But they hit you with these immunizations and they cause more damage than, you know, helping the problem or keeping you from getting sick. So, nah, I ain't with no experimental vaccine that just came out on the market within a couple of months. For them to give me the vaccine, like I've told the people this before, I would have to be on my deathbed. I'd have to be in the hospital on my deathbed about to croak. And, you know, right before I could go, they stick me with something and, pop me back alive. I ain't trying to take it. I don't want none of that mess. I don't want none of that heroin that they're trying to put in my veins. I'm good.
That, exactly. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Roger.
I wasn't saying anything. I was kind of just laughing.
Oh, okay. No problem. So let me just share this article real quick. This is an article from USA Today. We got to give the disclaimer. You know how, you know, Brother Care feel about the mainstream media. So you got to take, you know, all this information with a grain of salt. It's good to look at it just so you kind of know what's going on. But, you know, I'm always skeptical of things that are in the mainstream media. So I just wanted to put that out there. But this is an article from USA Today. It's dated December 5th. And it says, the title of the article is, "Yes, some Americans may be required to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but not by the federal government." Okay. And it goes on to say, with two coronavirus vaccines under emergency review by the Food and Drug Administration, the nation's attention is turning to who will get the vaccine first and when. A big question remains, will Americans be required to get vaccinated? For some, the short answer is yes. Public health and legal experts say, but a mandate is not likely anytime soon, and likely not to come from the federal government. Instead, employers and states may condition return or access to workplaces, schools, and colleges upon getting the vaccine and mandate it once the FDA issues full approval, potentially months later. It's much more likely that a private organization or company will require you to get vaccinated to get into certain places, said Arthur Kaplan, a professor of bioethics at the New York University Grossman School of Medicine. People worry about the president, governor, and county executive telling them what to do. I don't think that's going to happen, end quote. Okay, and let me see here. I want to go down in the article and kind of see. Okay, on Friday, President-elect Joe Biden told reporters that he would not make vaccines mandatory. Quote, but I would do everything in my power, just like I don't think masks have to be mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as president of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing, end quote, Biden said. So, that article just goes on to talk about how, you know, to get access to certain places, they may require people to take the vaccine. Like different employees, students, workers, you know, things like that. But it'll be hard to mandate that, you know, everybody has to take the vaccine, you know, which is good because, like I say, from what I'm seeing on social media and just, you know, from people online, a lot of people are not feeling it. I think more people are not feeling it than are willing to take the vaccine. I don't know, is that kind of what y'all seeing as far as from the people or how y'all, you know, what are y'all feeling as far as do y'all think people are with the vaccines or more people are not with the vaccine?
I think it's a close number, but I think there's a little bit of an edge on those that will. Because so many people have been impacted by it on that level as far as losing someone or experiencing having a bad experience of it or something like that. So I think there's a little bit of an edge on the side that people will take it, but I don't think it's that big, though. I don't think the margin is that big. Last I heard, I think 42% of that particular poll say that they would not take it. So that's what they're at one right. 42% said they would not, but that's a high number to the ones that actually financially benefit from people taking it. Not saying that, you know, over 50% not good either, but, you know, you really want to get, considering the testing and the manpower and everything and that went into actually doing it, you know, it's a lot of money, I'm sure, you know. So it's going to take a lot to kind of get some of it back, and I think they want it to be a less number on the not side.
Gotcha,
you know,
gotcha.
I think they want more people to take it, you know, because I know some people may have insurance and the insurance may say, okay, I'll pay for it, or Walgreens or some type of a place may offer free vaccinations. Trust me, you may not be paying for it, but somebody is. So it's not free. Somebody's getting,
right.
You know, somebody's
right.
getting the financial benefit from it, even if you don't. They let you know, you don't have to pay someone that's picking that cost up for you.
Right, right, right. And speaking of that, this is on the CDC website, the CDC, the Center for Disease and Control. And it's 8 things you should know about the vaccine. Number 7 speaks just to what Roger was talking about. It says cost will not be an obstacle to getting vaccinated against COVID-19. It says vaccine doses purchased with U.S. taxpayers' dollars will be given to the American people at no cost. However, vaccine providers will be able to charge administration fees for giving or administering the shot to someone. Vaccine providers can get this fee reimbursed by the patient's public or private insurance company, or for uninsured patients by the Health Resources and Service Administration's Provider Relief Fund. So yeah, it may not cost, like you say, it may not cost the people directly out of pocket, but somebody is paying for it. Because everything, you know, we live in America, everything is centered around capitalism and making money. So don't think for one second that it's any different, you know, with this COVID-19. A lot of people are making money, and a lot of people are getting rich. You know, and one of the things that kind of had me skeptical about the vaccine. What'd you say?
Go ahead. No, I was just saying.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying what you were saying. I said that they'll do it at any cost because they don't care. You know, if it actually how they don't care as far as how effective it's going to be. They just want to know that it can get passed through the CDC and all going through the process. They just want to make sure it can get passed. It's like you mentioned, a business. They want to make sure that the paperwork get okay from whomever needs to say it's okay so they can get it out there. They're not really worried about the long-term effect that it's going to have on people, on society. If they know, like, with all kind of things that people take, I know everybody who have heard a commercial, they always give you them long side effects that seem like you just going to die anyway. If you have any bleeding out your eyes, call 911. If you experience any itching of the eyes, it's just all kind of weird side effects. And this is no different.
Right. Right.
This is no
exactly.
Different.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to chime in, my brother Mufasa? What? Like, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I want to answer the question.
Do you think people with the vaccine or not with it?
No. People are not with it. I mean, I'm reading the same polls and getting the same information that you guys are getting, especially, you know, amongst the black community. You know, as the Nation of Islam has been talking against those getting that vaccination for months
right.
now. You know,
right.
We put an article in the Final Call about that every week since this thing has kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Blacks are definitely weary of the COVID-19. The propaganda
right.
ain't fully working. I mean, blacks are being more cautious, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to wanting to take a vaccine, no. I think for the most part, I think a lot of us really ain't big on vaccines anyway. A lot of us have woken up to the vaccines even before the COVID situation kicked off. So, yeah, ain't nobody right. really feeling getting no vaccine. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how they, outside of trying to pay people,
facts.
Paying people to take it, or just outright forcing us to take it, I don't
right.
think people are just going to be so quick to jump at that. And that's the thing that worries me is the actual forcing. You know, can it get to a point where, you know, your employer can tell you, hey, you know, you have to take this or you can't be employed here? Or does it get to the point mm-hmm. where, you know, you have to show the, a shot record before you can go into a grocery store or just get
right,
around?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How far are they willing to go with this? We don't
mm-hmm.
know. We don't know.
Exactly.
We hoping that this ain't the doorway to that type of life, but it could be. This could be the doorway
to
state control. Yeah.
Right. Yes, sir. That is definitely true. And for me, man, like a couple things that got me skeptical of the vaccine is, number one, how fast they came up with the vaccine. Because I remember in March mm-hmm. they were saying, hey, it could be a year or two, you know, 3 years before they develop a vaccine. Now they have, you know, two ready by the end of the year. And another thing, it's like, that's kind of, you know, skeptical. The other thing is with these test trials, they coming back with the side effects. Like Roger mentioned, it's all type of side effects and things that people are having. I think it was reported back in the summer when they was doing test trials that a couple people died. You know, I believe these was in other countries, but still, it's still along the same lines. They were being tested for the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? So that, along with the history. Oh, the other thing is when they start coming out and start saying that, okay, black people and, you know, low-income people and this and that should be the first ones to get the vaccine. Now, that raises my eyebrows because when in the world have these people ever been concerned about our health? You know what I'm saying? If you, you know, do a little research on the medical industry, you know it's all about just treating the symptoms. They don't do, you know, they don't really do prevention work. The doctors don't really teach you how to build your immune system. They don't use any natural remedies for the most part. You know, when you're dealing with these institutions and medical hospitals, they don't use any natural remedies. They don't use things to prevent you from getting sick. It's all about just preventing and stopping the symptoms. But when you do that, you get other side effects along with it. You know what I'm saying? So all that type of stuff. And then the history of black people with the medical industry in this country is enough to make me raise my eyebrows. There's a book by a lady named Harriet Washington called Medical Apartheid, and it just talks about the discrepancies in medicine and medical treatment for black people versus everyone else and how they've experimented and used black people basically as, you know, lab rats for the most part to conduct these different type of experiments. You know what I'm saying? So that alone raises my eyebrows with this vaccine. It's like, come on, fam, you trying to inoculate the people, and you're going to give them side effects, and they're saying you might need two doses, you may need three, you may need to come back for more doses. Like, you're going to keep having problems, and they're going to get you locked into the medical system. So you're going to get the vaccine shot, but then you got to come back for another one. Now you got side effects, so now they got to treat you for that. Then you get side effects from that medicine, then you got to come back and get treated for that. And then it's just a vicious cycle where you just slowly, they're just wearing your body down. You know what I'm saying?
Crap is so unnatural and so foreign to the body. It's just like it's really fighting against your natural cells.
Exactly. And just one more thing. We're going to get to the call lines here in 1 second, family. We're talking about the COVID vaccine They say they have a couple ready. The CDC is going to approve them. I'm thinking the top of the year, you know, 2021, they'll probably start having them ready and dishing them out and whatnot. So that's what we're talking about. Are you getting the vaccine when it comes out? Are you going to, you know, rush to Walgreens or CVS, wherever they're going to be having the vaccines at, your local hospital? Or are you going to get the vaccine? Hit us up, and we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. And then now also now, huh?
No, I was gonna say that's they so desperate to give people that vaccine. You mess around, be they mess around, just be sitting on the corner talking about free vaccination.
Right, exactly, just, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Just trying to
be
mad, be anyway. But another thing,
yeah,
too, real quick. We already know that they have been working on this vaccine since a long time ago. You know,
right.
That, you know, they shouldn't be a surprise. This is, they didn't just start whipping this up. They've been working on this when they was messing around with the virus in the first place.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that, I mean, that's why I'm at, but as far, you know, people like to call that conspiracy talk and all that type of stuff, but yeah, I'm with the vaccine. It has been out there. And again, my research, because you got to be skeptical, why is Bill Gates involved in this? Why is he all of a sudden the man to go to and he's talking about this when he's not a doctor? This man deals with computers. You know, he deals with other things, with technology, but yet he's at the forefront of this COVID-19 conversation. Yeah, he's at the forefront of this virus. So, you know, a lot of people say, again, people may call this conspiracy talk, but they say COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination Identification. And the 19 is AI. If you do the letters, A is 1, 9 is I, which is, stands for artificial intelligence. So a lot of people in different communities are saying that this vaccine is part of the certificate of vaccination ID that they will require people to have in order to do certain things, like, you know, like Mufasa just talked about, how far can this thing go? And like I said, there's talk that it could go that far where you need a certificate that you've been vaccinated. And people are saying that, you know, there could be micro nano chips in the vaccines,
right,
as far as, you know, monitoring devices and things like that. So it's all type of stuff. And I don't rule anything out. You know what I'm saying? You could call it conspiracy talk or whatever, but I'm smart enough to know not to rule anything out when, you know, we're dealing with
what's
these
the ingredients
folks, so.
In there?
Exactly. What are the ingredients? I've seen all type of stuff online. Some of the stuff that I won't repeat here, you know what I'm saying? But it's even with the flu vaccine. What's in that? Like, it's all type of things in these vaccines that are unnatural to the body. But real quick, before we get to the call lines, there's an article that was published in the the LA Times. And this was actually dated November 29th, so this is like last week, okay? This is the Los Angeles Times article from last week, and the article is titled, Why Won't Black Folks Trust Us on COVID-19? These doctors and nurses have answers. So, and I've seen a few articles like this where they're talking about, you know, black people are skeptical of the vaccine and blah, blah, blah. So it seems like they definitely want to get black people vaccinated. For some reason, that seems like that's the target goal, is to get black people vaccinated. Now, of course, they're going to get other folks as well. But the push, and even Bill Gates' wife, Melinda Gates, said black people should be the first to get the vaccine. And she, you know, Bill Gates' father is part of the eugenics program. So these vaccines could be sterilizing people. There's a whole lot of implications that could go on with this vaccine. And again, I'm skeptical about them trying to push for black people to take the vaccine as if They care about our health. I'm definitely not naive enough to believe that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they care about anybody's health as far as the medical industry, but I know for a fact they don't care about black people's health. And so for them to be pushing it on black people and say, oh, they're the most affected and they need the vaccines first, no, I'm skeptical.
Micro goes out to the black community.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So now they give you, they didn't give you all this bad stuff. They didn't miseducated you. They didn't economically deprive you, put you in these economically deprived situations, put you in ghettos in these communities. Now they want to come to the rescue with something to save your life. Stop it, fam. Like, come on. That's just, I mean, that's just healthy skepticism, if you ask me. Like, I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's being, you know, conspiratorial or nothing.
It
like,
is
that's just,
what it is.
That would be just common sense to me if the history has been, you know, we're trying to wipe you guys out slowly but surely, but now we want to come back and give you this vaccine that's going to save you. I'm just not buying that. You know what I'm saying? That's just me.
After we give you the vaccines, we still ain't giving you no reparations or no land. We just
still
want you healthy,
you
right?
No reparations. Exactly. Reparations land.
Right.
You live in a
right here.
Right. You in a food desert, and you ain't got grocery stores around, and but we want to give you this vaccine because we care. Stop it, fam. Like, come on, stop it. So that's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. I'm not buying it. I'm definitely not taking it. Like Brother Mufasa said, I would have to basically be on my deathbed, and they would have to shoot me. I would have to be unconscious, or they would have to send some people to physically restrain me to take it. But yeah, I'm not voluntarily taking it at all, no way, shape, or form. And yeah, that's where I'm at with it. So if y'all want to get to the call lines, we can do that, or you know, y'all want to respond to something, let's get it.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment.
Hello, gang. How are you?
Hey,
you
peace, caller. What's up?
You know, well, like they said, the federal government can't make you take no drugs.
Right. That's what they said. That's true.
Yeah. And the if people want to, I see people going to be flocking to take it because they're scared. They're emotionally afraid because of ignorance.
Right.
On the issues of biological concerns as they deal with the human body. So, yeah, you're going to have people that's going to be flocking, man. They better get out their way to get that those shots.
They can go right ahead. Yeah, they can go right ahead, you know.
And, you know, this issue with this COVID is going to last for a long time with masks.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the federal government can't make you wear a mask. States can't typically make you wear a mask out in the public. In the middle of a football field.
Mm-hmm.
But they try to. And it's like in California where strip clubs can be open, but you can't gather at a church. Some of these folks reveal just how ridiculous they are in their thinking along some things. I see what a Congress House of Representatives voted to decriminalize marijuana.
Right.
At the federal level.
On the federal level.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's, you know, it can still exist at the state level. And certain employers can't prevent you.
Most states have decriminalized it. Most states have decriminalized it.
Yeah.
As far as
employers can.
So, Carlo, are you going? I definitely want. I didn't want you to get off here because you know sometimes you appear on, you get off, and I'll get a chance to ask you.
I'd be afraid I'd wake up in the morning and have a big horn growing out of my head.
Right. So you, okay. So you're skeptical too.
No, I ain't gonna take it anyway. But I was going to say, the reason why come they've done that, because you have people that's dealing in medical marijuana, and they can't put their money in the banks, at least making it obvious where they got it from, and they're afraid that it's going to be seized. Well, yeah, Democrats love to get their hands on as much money as they possibly can, especially for taxation purposes. So I think that was one of the deciding factors that made them want to decriminalize it at the federal level. You know, Donald Trump originally for the decriminalization of all street drugs and provide a dispensary where addicts can come get their drugs, quality and quantity being controlled, and if they wanted to, they can sign up for treatment. And that would remove the violence that's involved in the street sales and distribution. So I think that would have been a good thing in order to remove violence.
Right.
Then you still have the opportunity of treating addicts. Addicts are sick. They're going to continue to go and use drugs as long as they use it for a crutch. So.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to get too far off topic, but that is a good discussion because, you know, in Oregon, they decriminalized all drugs. So that may be a conversation we can have in the future as far as, you know, the decriminalization of drugs, the war on drugs, and all those things was really just a way for the government to basically fill the prison. You know what I'm saying? But
I think Oregon is going to be a Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to rain down hell and fire brimstone. We'll just stand back here and watch. But no, I'm not taking shots. I think there's going to be a lot that do. The drug companies, the manufacturers are immune from prosecution if some mishaps occur from the taking of those vaccinations for COVID. And here's a big question. You got COVID-19, but what's for the next virus and the next virus and the next virus? You're going to be walking around a virus vaccine junkie. I see you.
Yeah, you're going to be inoculated. You're going to be walking around here like the living dead, basically. Inoculated and just out of your minds, basically. And when they hit the switch, it's gonna be the Walking Dead. Everybody that took the vaccine gonna turn into zombies. I mean, I'm joking, but I mean, where does it end? You're gonna have to keep getting these vaccines, and these viruses are going to keep popping up. So where does it end? But yeah, right on, caller. Did you have anything else? Or are you good?
I'm good. I see you.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Colin. Appreciate you. Yeah, family. So if you're just joining us, we are talking about the COVID vaccine. They have, you know, a few, at least two vaccines. I know the CDC is working on getting approved, you know, for early next year. They say they're ready. They've done, you know, the test and whatnot. So they're ready to roll out this vaccine. And we're asking the family, are you voluntarily taking the vaccine? Now I do know, you know, with the news and stuff, like the caller just said, it's a lot of fear going on. People are scared. You know, they put these cases and death numbers on the news all the time, and people are, you know, they're rightfully afraid. Like, I can understand if you really believe the mainstream news, how you could be scared and fear for your life. And things like that. So I get it. My thing is, you know, we do have to look at, you know, what's in front of us and how things have transpired. You know, where have all the flu deaths gone? Nobody's dying from the flu no more. It's just straight COVID. So I think a lot of these deaths, because we know that there are millions of flu deaths per year, and that ain't going nowhere. So I think a lot of, you know, some of these deaths are being ruled as COVID, but they may be flu deaths, they may be pneumonia deaths, they may be other deaths that we've seen, you know, that people have every year. And if, you know, they give you the test, which the tests are not that reliable, they give you the test and it comes back positive, they're going to mark your death down as a COVID death, even though you could have died of something else. So we know that the numbers are kind of inflated. We know that, you know, millions of people die from the death every year. I mean, from the flu every year. Millions of people die from pneumonia. These things are still going on in the midst of this COVID. And then again, with the test, you can test positive. And what they say, you can test positive in one nostril and be negative in the other nostril. You know what I'm saying? So these tests are not that reliable. If we just keep it real. They're not reliable. You know, it depends on how it goes that day. You know what I'm saying? Whether you positive or negative. So I think they're running a major psyop on the American people. I do believe that, you know, there is a virus and people are getting sick, unfortunately. But I think the overwhelming majority of people do survive this virus according to the numbers. The overwhelming majority of people survived this virus. So that alone, you know, should give people some hope. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you get it, yeah, you don't want to get it. Just like you don't want to get the flu. You don't want to get a cold. You don't want a broken leg. You don't want no type of, you know, ailment or anything. But if you do get it, the chances are in your favor that you're going to survive. Now, if you get it, and you believe the news and you get the fear and all that stuff, that can take a toll on your health as well. You see what I'm saying? All that fear that you believe in and, oh, I'm going to die and this and that, that could take a toll on your health as well and put you in a quickening stage of virus you might have survived to where now, you know, you're on a ventilator. You know what I'm saying? So we got to keep that in mind and not let the fear, you know, kind of drive us. You know, in our thinking and whatnot. So,
yeah,
family, y'all wanna?
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, that's true. As far as the fear,
right,
how
right.
You know, how fear has an effect on the body and the
yeah,
function
the
of
immune
it.
System.
All...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Facts. So yeah, just be mindful, and you know, if you get it, chances are, again, you're going to survive. Stay hydrated, vitamin D, you know, do what you have to do, you know, to get better. You know, that would be my recommendation for folks. And just don't, you know, don't give up so easy just because you come back positive. I wouldn't be giving up like, oh, could this be it? Like, chances are you're going to survive. But again, in my mind, I think there's an agenda behind this. This is a global reset. There's a bigger agenda going on because if you look at the things that they've been reporting all year, things change so rapidly. Every week it was something new. Every week they had, like, you can get it from 6 feet, then it was 10 feet, then it went back to 6, and you can get it through, what was they saying? Like, you can get it from your pets, your animals, and do the mask work and all this stuff that's going. It's like a lot of things are not adding up with this stuff. You know, they're saying the hospitals are super packed and crowded and overflowing. But, you know, we talk to people in the medical industry that work at hospital, and the census are kind of low. Of course, we haven't talked to people that work at every hospital, but just in the area. And, you know, a few hospitals, the census is low in a lot of these hospitals. They do have COVID cases, but it's not overwhelming with people just falling out the emergency room and filling up these rooms like that. So there's, like I say, there's discrepancies of what they're reporting and what people are seeing actually on the ground. So we know we can conclude from that there's a bigger agenda that the mainstream media is in on, that the federal, local, and state governments are in on. And, yeah, there's a big agenda, and they want to see how things play out and see how far this thing can actually go as far as getting people on board. So they're going to put that fear out there to get people on board to take this vaccine. And, you know, some people fall for it, and some people don't. You know, it just depends on what side of the spectrum you're on. And, you know, so I digress. Y'all want to hit the call lines or y'all want to respond?
Hey, I was just going to respond to this and maybe some callers can touch in on this. Because I want to know what's going on in Cuba. You know, it's reports that Cuba has had 7,704 total cases and 131 deaths compared to the U.S., where reports say almost 268,000 deaths have occurred as of November 30th. And there was talks in the past that Cuban doctors had some type of cure, some type of breakthrough for this COVID stuff. So if anybody can speak on what's been going on with Cuba, why is the cases in Cuba so much lower than, you know, compared to what's been going on around the world? I'm curious to
Right, exactly. Yeah, and Africa too. You know, Africa doesn't have many cases as well. You know, Africa as a continent has a low number of cases as well. So when you look at the countries that are really being affected, you got the United States. They're saying is pretty much ground zero right now. Then you got Europe. You know, they have a lot of cases. China, I don't hear a lot of news coming out of China these days. So I don't know what are their numbers looking like? You know what I'm saying? What about Wuhan? Remember we was hearing about Wuhan was the place where the virus started. What are their numbers looking like at this point? So, you know, these are just questions that I think people should ask. Like you say, what's going on with Cuba? What's going on with these places that have low number of cases and low deaths, you know what I'm saying? Even with what's the one African country? I believe it's Madagascar, where they had a natural remedy for the virus, and the United States didn't want that shipped over here. The West, quote unquote, Western world did not want any parts of that particular remedy, even though they didn't have any cases and they saw people actually recover from taking this natural remedy. So, you know, you got to ask yourself what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if people are aware, but yeah, they had a natural remedy in the form of a liquid drink and people were trying to get it over here and they were denied. And so, you know, it's a lot going on if you, you know, pay attention and follow what they're saying as far as, you know, this vaccine and things. So, yeah, we got to look at the places, you know, where there are low cases. And how do we get to that point, you know? But, yeah, I digress. Y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay. We have a private caller here we're going to get to. Area code 111. And 111, call you on the line with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I mean, just a few comments and I guess then a question. To the brother who just asked about Cuba, you'll see something with Cuba that you see in all the nations who have low case rates and low fatalities, which is smaller populations and basically nations that kind of have one identity. The Cuban people wanted to make sure that the disease didn't spread. It's easier to do with smaller populations, and it's much easier to do when you got a population where everybody kind of has the same fundamental idea of what the truth is. Now, when you come to America, you come to England, you come to all these other different countries who have different dynamics about what they think the truth is and what they've decided their worldview is going to be, and essentially the Facebook virus or the social media virus where you can spread misinformation and disinformation has almost been as dangerous as the actual virus. So you see in America, people don't want to wear masks. People don't want to call out of work. They want to go do whatever the hell they want. So, of course, what happens? The disease spreads. So that's why we got the situation that we got. We got divergent ideas about what reality is, and that's going to continue because the majority of Americans are in their own echo chamber for information, and they believe that information is true and everything else is a lie. Now, how do you get all of those people on the same board? Very difficult. So
right,
that's
right.
Why we're having the numbers we're having. That's why we're having the outcomes we're having. And look, man, pharmaceutical companies are not nonprofits. So this idea that they're just going to be stepping up soup lines and passing the vaccine out to black people, like, nah, that's not how it's going to happen at all. If you can't afford to get the vaccine or you don't have a certain amount of health care coverage or whatever else, you're just not going to be able to get it. I don't know why people are falling for this thing where they're thinking like they're just going to be handing it out to everybody. Like, no, man, it's going to be a whole lot of red tape to jump over to get to that thing. Now, medical professionals saying that. Well, hold tight. Medical professionals saying that black people should have access to it. That's based on black people what? Being the most at risk, because most black people go to work at places where they cannot work remotely. They have to physically go and work there. So that's why we have the high numbers that we have, and, you know, that's why we've had the problems that we have. But some doctor or some nurse or go ahead and respond, man. You said no.
Well, I was just going to say real quick, my brother, the reason why black people, quote unquote, have the numbers we have is due to systematic racism in the medical industry. So, therefore, by them saying that we should be the first to get the vaccine should really raise our eyebrows, because when in the history of America have these people cared about our health?
Okay, let's stop right there. First question, who is them? And when you say these medical people, are you talking about
the American Medical Association, the CDC?
Are we talking about... Okay. Are we talking about random interviews where people say, yeah, black people should get access to this? Have you heard Pfizer say that? Have you heard any pharmaceutical company say that? Have you heard 45, President Trump say that? Have you heard Biden say that? Like, why do we think we are going to be the ones who get unique access to this? I highly doubt it. I think we're going to see a lot of black people angry that they can't get access to it when it's all said and done, and the upper tier of America will have access first, and everybody else is going to be on a, you know what I'm saying?
Do you want the vaccine, bro? Are you willing to take it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I think you're asking me to say if you take it, you're discredited because you're a skeptic.
I'm just curious, are you comfortable taking it, or do you...
Let me cook, though, bro. I'm a skeptic of skeptics, because I think sometimes people ask questions to the point to where they're saying, I'm going to find a conspiracy in everything, and they completely miss the forest for the trees, because sometimes things are just plain baseline as you see it, meaning this ain't no elite plot that they came up with to do this. These people losing millions and billions of dollars every day. This is something that got out of hand that they couldn't control because they so raggedy and nasty that, you know, they create viruses and everything else with the way that they what? Choose to operate the world. It ain't because they super smart and they got this planned out to where they're going to let people die and all of that. Like, I just don't believe none of that, man. I think a vaccine is something that people should explore. Like, yes, you definitely should. In my opinion, take the vaccine if you get a chance to. Do I think everybody's going to get a chance to, like most people think right now? No. I think it's going to be a long time coming before regular working class folk get access to it. Like, I don't know why we're even that naive to think they're going to give it to regular folks first. But it's a whole nother
thing. If we get access to it, again, now, according to the CDC. Yeah, good.
That's why I just want
to go ahead, bro.
If we get access to it, you are willing to take it, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
As the numbers climb, when you see family members of yours and friends of yours catch this virus, there's only so many YouTube videos you can watch to make you feel better and say that this don't matter, or it's just like the flu, or this ain't as deadly as they saying. This, that, and the third. There's only so much you can do with that where you got to just deal with real life. When you say the media is reporting, why wouldn't they? It's the biggest story in the world.
What you got to understand, brother.
You telling me you wouldn't leave?
What you got to understand, brother? Brother, you got to understand mainstream media is controlled. It is fear based, bro. It's fear based. So there is definitely an agenda with this. This is what you call a global reset, economic or otherwise, but this is a reset. So there's definitely an agenda behind this, and you can look at the agenda based on the numbers that were first coming out. The numbers that they were giving us were not even justifiable to shutting down the entire economy based on the numbers they were giving.
The survival rate was not enough
to justify shutting down the economy.
Why would you say that?
Based on the survival rate.
Yeah, but why would you judge anything by the survival rate? You would look at what? Rate of fatalities. You wouldn't look at survival rate. You would look at how deadly something is and how easy it is to transfer. You wouldn't say, okay, well, survival rate is this, so I guess we're okay. Whatever medical issues a person can have can totally determine, you know, what that person's experience is if they catch COVID. Somebody like me, of a certain age, of a certain health, we may get past it with just the sickness for a week or so. Somebody a little older with some pre-existing stuff, they may pass away. Like, that's a real thing if the disease is easily transferable. So to just kind of push it away and say, oh, well, the fatality, no. This is the worst pandemic we've seen in 100 years, man. This ain't a little thing.
Family. Again, what did they tell us? Pre-existing health, people with pre-existing health conditions, and the elderly were most at risk. Everybody else, you have a 99.9% survival rate. So what is the fear about?
Well, the fear is, for one, you can transfer it so easily, and because let's go to the beginning of this where they said, oh, well, we think it's airborne. Oh, well, we think the major problem is going to be on surfaces, things like that. They had to figure this out on the fly. Thank God. I know a lot of people want to, you know, ish on the Chinese, but thank God the Chinese were able to get the virus, get the dynamics of the virus out to the rest of the world so they could start working on how to combat it. People don't give the Chinese credit for that. But no matter what, man, this is not a small thing. And when we say, oh, a 99% survival rate, okay, we've lost almost 300,000 in, was it, 9 months? No, 10 months. 10 months, over 300,000.
Right. Now, listen,
in America.
Now,
that's one country.
Right. So you believe all those deaths were COVID-related and not the flu? Because remember, I don't know if you looked up the flu numbers, but millions of people die from the flu every year.
You know, every COVID denier says the same thing, so I knew that question was coming. Like every COVID denier I've ever talked to says the same thing. Oh, well, the flu does X, Y, and Z. No, the flu has really nasty periods, but what happens? We create a vaccine for that flu, and those deaths, fatalities, rare, you know, extreme sickness, goes down by a lot. So when was the last time you seen the flu hovering around 100,000 deaths?
Just in 2017-18, there was a bad flu epidemic.
Yeah.
And even if we go back to the Obama administration with
H1N1, swine flu, yes.
H1N1, exactly. There was no shutdown of the economy. There were a lot more deaths in the same time frame that we had with the COVID.
There wasn't nowhere near as many deaths, and H1N1 wasn't as transferable. China had an H1N1 problem too. Cuba accused the U.S. of actually. I know the brother who talked about Cuba. He's gonna be able to look this up, but Cuba actually accused the U.S. of putting that virus into their farming system, into their food supply. So that's a whole other thing. But no, it never reached the level of this, man. There comes a point to where we got to stop trying to figure out ways to where we can say this isn't happening when you see it happening right in front of your face.
That's the thing, though. I don't see it happening because I don't watch the news, so I don't see it happening. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You don't watch the news, but I'm sure you read.
There's a virus.
You look up stuff online. Like, you're aware of what's going on, though. You ain't like some old dude who don't know what's going on.
But no, I'm not, because I don't just take what the mainstream media says as gospel. right? So I'm aware that, yes, people are getting sick. There's a virus going on. But anybody I've known personally that had it, they survived. So I don't see what you're saying because I don't watch the news like that. You see?
Okay, so the people who do have deaths in their family, their experience is different than yours, and you're saying, well, I'm just going to go by my own experience and my friends and my circle, and that's what I'm going to – like, that doesn't make sense.
No, why doesn't it make sense? That's what everybody should do, go by their own experience. If somebody has an experience where they have a family member that died, yeah, that's unfortunate. They should – I mean, and they should be taking the same precautions that I take as well. It's not like I'm just out here willy-nilly doing anything, but I pay attention, I take precautions, but I'm not feeding into the fear that they're doing. You see what I'm saying? I'm not feeding into that point. You know, so that's where I separate myself from
the masses. So
you're saying
you got a problem with how it's covered as far as the media trying to get people scared and not giving them actionable ways to protect themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all fear-mongering, basically. I mean, because then we got to ask this question, too. Do the masks work or don't they work? I don't think we should still be asking that question. Do the masks work or don't they work?
I would say ask the people of Vietnam and ask the people of South Korea. They have mass culture in those countries where they've been dealing with viruses, you know, and pandemics and outbreaks for the past 30 years. So they normally wear masks. It's no big deal to them. Michael Jackson wasn't all the way crazy, huh? But they knew that, okay, if I wear a mask, it'll help stop the spread. How does it stop the spread? The mask doesn't protect you. The mask protects the people around you. If you're asymptomatic and have it, it stops you from spreading it to them. And if everybody's doing that at the same time, you slowly start to bring down the numbers. That's why Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, that's why these places have better outcomes than we do, because that's part of their culture.
Right.
It was no big deal for them to put on a mask. For Americans, it became a big fight about should I wear a mask or not?
Right, but here's the discrepancy now, because remember, all summer, all businesses and public places required you to wear masks. So how were the numbers going up and people were required to wear masks in public?
Okay, you just made a mistake. You said all public places. That's not true at all. I'm in Georgia.
No, I mean, it's
I'm in Georgia.
Not outside. Yeah, inside public places were mandated to wear masks if you go inside an establishment. Is that correct or no?
Correct. I'm in Georgia. Not only did they not mandate the mask, there was a lot of people who took pride in being the ones who said, I'm not wearing the mask. And they were able to go in restaurants, hang out at bars. We actually had a couple of college football games down here. The hookah bars are still open. There's block parties over there in East Atlanta. Like, bro, I'm really worried about some of the young folk we got, like some of our folks. Like, the hookah bars stay packed, bro, and they wasn't doing no masks. Please believe it.
Oh,
like, none of that
right.
changed. So that's different from state to state.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Because I know in Missouri, where we are, you know, you had to wear a mask inside grocery stores, restaurants. I mean, now you had to walk in a restaurant with the mask, but of course, when you eat, you could pull it down or whatnot. I mean, that's the question that I was asking, though. Do the mask really work? You know,
the mask works in this sense. They're not 100%, they're not going to stop everything, but the masks are going to slow down the spread of the disease. Because the biggest problem is people who are asymptomatic or aren't sick yet, who are walking around living their regular lives. And those are the people who can spread to other people because they don't know they have it. But if you're wearing a mask, you're less likely to spread it. And if everybody's doing it, then what? You're slowing the spread of the disease. That's all the mask is for. Like I said, look up Vietnam, South Korea, some of these Asian countries, and, you know, that the mask is what they live by. That's how they got through H1N1 and everything else. They've been rolling with the mask. What was the one in China that was real bad?
SARS.
Yeah, that's how they got through SARS. And as far as China right now, most people don't really believe the numbers coming out of from the Chinese government. So China claims that everything is down and it's stabilized and they're doing much better. Most people are not believing them. Europe is getting hit with a second wave. They're doing much worse. Sweden, who planned on doing herd immunity, just got hit. So Sweden is doing bad. France is doing bad. England, Germany, you name it, all these Western countries. Now, their inability to access the continent of Africa as far as vacations and coming around spreading it, that's probably the biggest benefit Africa ever received in the past 100 years. The fact that they have less tourists than normal to come bring the disease down there.
Right, exactly. Yes, indeed. Well, yeah, we appreciate you, brother, for the call. Yes, indeed.
I respect you for taking on somebody who disagrees with you, because y'all know I don't agree with y'all on this particular topic. Normally, I rock
with
y'all,
indeed.
Even though angry Pianchi, but, you know, I respect you for taking on the call, somebody you don't agree with.
Yes,
but
indeed.
Y'all be easy.
Yes, indeed, so we appreciate you. You too. Take it easy, bro.
We all got to think alike, but we all got to think.
And the brother sounds like he's thinking, so we good. We just agree to disagree, but no, we good. Yeah, family, if you just joined us, we're talking about the COVID vaccine. Are you taking the vaccine? They say they got it. They got, I think, two ready from Pfizer, Moderna, and, these companies and whatnot. So, you know, we're asking the family, are you taking the vaccine? Do you feel safe taking the vaccine? Hit us up, 929-477-1697. All right, y'all want to respond or go to the call line?
We're going to the call line. Area code 609-310. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment and maybe a question. Yeah, I'm down with you. I ain't too keen on taking that virus. And it's not only not even just listening to the media, because I sit and listen to the news not every day and all day, but I sit and listen to it because I like to be up on what they conjuring up, put it like that. Sometimes if you don't sit back and listen to a little bit, you miss out on certain shit that they conjure up. Then you be like, oh, well, I don't look at this. You got to look at it a little bit to get a little bit of information. And it ain't like all the information that you get may not be the information you want to hear or may not be good information, but you still got to be up on game of what's going on. Because we living in this world, living in this COVID stuff, with this COVID stuff going around or whatever, it's a virus going around, that's for sure. It's killing people, that's for sure. We don't know if it's COVID, the flu, like you said, pneumonia. It could be all kind of different things, but we know something deadly is going on. I don't agree with that shooting up nothing in my system or whatever. I don't even agree with that flu shot crap, you know what I'm saying? I had it. Let me tell you, I took it like a couple years ago. That shit made me sick in the mug. I ain't took it since. And that was probably about 3-4 years ago. I ain't took it since. So, I mean, I'm not going to say, I was looking at it, you know, Friday, you know, Biden was on TV, you know, because he was in his home state and he was talking about it. And one thing he did say was, he's going to try to make sure that he get it, the vaccine in the black and brown communities first, which kind of did raise my eyebrows. So I get what you're saying towards the vaccine. Because that's like, yeah, like, I've been on this earth 50-something years, and you know, and I ain't never known for them to really care about us like that. Now what's changing? I feel like you feel on that. Does it sound like it sound like a little iffy to me, you know? I mean, to each his own. If you want to, you going to get that virus or whatever. I mean, I ain't knocking nobody for what they do, but I just feel like I ain't going to do it. And if I do it, it's going to be 5 years down the line, so I know it's safe. It ain't going to be right now. I ain't flocking out with everybody else. I'm going to sit and watch and see what happened to them first. I ain't no follower.
Exactly.
I'm a leader. I ain't trying to do all that. I'm sorry.
No.
I just think, I don't know. Like I said, to each his own. I ain't going to say it's the right thing to do, and I ain't going to say it ain't the right thing to do, because it's a lot of people, they got all kind of vaccines out, and a lot of people don't take them vaccines, and they fine.
Hey, Paula,
right.
Let me ask you this. Paula, where are you calling
I'm
from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Okay,
Jersey.
In Jersey, are they allowing you guys to walk inside of public places without a mask, like in Georgia?
No, we have to, in public places, you have to wear a mask. Like out in the street, I mean, I ain't saying nothing, but if you go inside the grocery store, inside the mall, inside a restaurant, if you ain't got no mask, you ain't got no service. Because guess what? I was just in Walmart, what was that, last week? Lady walked in Walmart, the guy walking up, excuse me, Mr. She was, now I'm going to get a mask. I don't have one with me. The guy was like, well, here, miss, we got a mask at the door. She got all pissed off. I don't want that mask. Well, you need to go head on back out the door. So, what does she do but leave? That's their establishment. That's their business. And if they tell you you have to leave, it ain't much or nothing you can do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I just feel like I don't know if the mask work, and I don't know if it don't work. But I'm going to tell you just like this here. I mask up. I wear sometimes. I got my shield. I got like two or three little masks I'll be wearing. I don't be playing. Got my gloves. And because they say the gloves transmit, when you wearing the gloves, they transmit, germs from here to here. But the whole thing is, if you say, for instance, you going to the store, and you don't have no gloves, you say, well, I'm going to wait and put some hand sanitizer, wash my hands. But what people forget is once you touch that contaminated surface, you can't wait till you get back home and wash your hands. You already contaminated, boo. You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense to me. I just don't think that makes sense to me. So I wear my gloves. I do. When I go into the stores, I wear my gloves. I try not to be touching all over stuff. Try to get what I need to get and keep it moving. But, yeah, I wear my gloves, my shield, like two, three masks. Yes, I do.
Ask me
if they safe. I don't know. But I try to be as best as I can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. We got you. Right on, Carla. Appreciate it. Yeah, Carla made some good points. And don't get me wrong, even though I'm skeptical of the mainstream information, when I go out, I take the precautions. You dig what I'm saying? I watch what I don't touch a lot of things. I wear my mask. You know, I'm required to wear them in certain places. So I do that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one to be out around a whole bunch of people anyway, so... You know, I've been social distancing before social distancing. You dig what I'm saying? So even though, again, like I said, I'm skeptical of what they're reporting, I'm not going to be a fool either, because we don't know what's going on. It's a lot of unknowns about what is even going on. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know the whole story. So, family, definitely take your precautions and do what you got to do, to protect yourself and your family. But yeah, y'all want to see if we can get a few more calls in real quick.
Okay, area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I'm gonna go off what the last lady said. They so scared at the store, but they rather climb the shelves than ask for help. And then on top of that, in order for me to take that shot, they're gonna need three things. A shot of Thorazine and some good leather restraint.
Oh, you hear me?
I'm taking it. Go on, get to the next caller.
Yes, sir. Right on, caller.
Hey, caller. Thanks for calling in. Okay. We'll move on to the next call. Area code 314. Oh, hold on. 361. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Okay. Yes. Hey, how everybody doing, first of all?
Hey, we doing well. How you doing, Caller P?
That's right. Y'all touched on a lot of very interesting points, but there's one point that I'm just going to make everybody go back to that nobody saw the overlay for the underplay. And what I meant by that is when you notice when our country, through the United States, all of a sudden we went through a change shortage. Let's go to that point. Remember when the money, no change, we're not giving out any change. It's because they knew and they did not tell us that the contamination was spreading through metal, money, coins. And that's something we all exchange. You go to McDonald's or anything not pay phones, but anything dealing with change, we was constantly passing the germs consistently. And they didn't want to see it because why? It's money, currency. That's a lot. It's billions of dollars in coins out here. And they didn't want to tell us the real deal. They just subconsciously hid it. Didn't tell us. Just money chain shortage. Now, about this shot. Only way that I would take that shot, and I would take it, I have to be in a situation where I am actually on a ventilator or something, or I got the COVID about to die. Then I would go ahead and consent to taking it if the percentage of recovery was there. But even if the percentage of recovery was there and I don't got enough proof, I'm not injecting anything in us. Because every time we look around, we see on TV commercials, all the time. If you was taking baby powder or if you was taking this product or if you was taking that, you can have a lawsuit. If we found out it was giving cancer, anything that man makes is not 100% proof. So we have to be cautious. And I wouldn't want to have something that make me sterile or can affect me later mentally or make me even, you know, catch old timers or something. So we have to be cautious on that. Today, it's just a bad situation. There is a pandemic going through. A lot of people say the numbers are not there, but personally, I'm going to just speak on myself personally. I've known people personally that died from the COVID. Now, it could have been the flu. You hear the point about the flu, but they ruled it as COVID. And right now, a lot of the nurses and doctors are scared, and that's where the media is coming from. They're the ones that don't want to come to work. They're the ones that's dealing with the COVID front line. So those are the people that's really spreading the pandemic through is from the hospitals. You can't even, they don't even want nobody coming in to see your family. The hospitals is the life source, the lifeline. And on that note, I just want to leave that as a thought. But go back to the money. That's what was a lot spreading the germs, the money. So, thank you, and that's all I have to say today.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
If you just, y'all, you want to get the call line or see if we can get another call?
We'll get one more.
Maybe you got time for one more. Okay.
Area code 319-601. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment? Area code 319. Okay, go ahead and say what you was going to say, Brother Kevin.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on.
Say,
never mind.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you. We hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
We got you. Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of people are suffering from a lack of education on this aspect, okay? So first you got to look down into, like I said, what is a virus? Y'all not even taking the time to look up to see what a virus is, right? A virus has never been proven to walk, crawl, fly, or float, okay? That's one thing.
Right.
A virus has no reproductive system, no respiratory system, or no circulatory system. So it has nothing that qualifies for life. It can't breathe.
Right.
It can't reproduce. So then you got to ask yourself, what is it then? Okay? You got the vaccine and the test. The tests don't work because they have never isolated a virus to say this is what the virus is. From AIDS to polio, they have never isolated a virus. They have never isolated a virus by itself to say, hey, this is the attacker. This is COVID-19. The reason being is because when they try to extract the genetic DNA to identify the virus, is so much surrounding genetic material that you can't really say what it is because it's so much other genetic material, you know, in with the test. So they're testing for everything. Like you said, one nostril can claim that you have it and the other nostril can claim that you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we as a people, we got to start educating ourselves on what a virus is. Germs been around for millions of years, man. You know,
right.
Did you know that a germ has never been proven to be able to be transferred from human to human? Right?
Right.
And these are facts. Everything I'm telling y'all is facts. I did extensive research on this. Everything I'm telling y'all is facts. Right? So,
yes, sir.
For one, it all boils down to what you are being told. You're not physically seeing people dying. Y'all ain't going. They shutting the hospitals down, so how is people dying if y'all ain't letting nobody in the hospitals? I mean, it's so many red flags that they put in front of our face that this is completely bullcrap. Now, as far as me taking a vaccine, I will never take a vaccine. A vaccine has never been proven to do anything. The polio vaccine was just what it was. It was just a vaccine. It wasn't proven to cure polio. Polio, they figured that out because most of the children of that time, you know, in places like Brazil and places like that, it was the crops. The chemicals that they were spraying on the crops did it, and that's facts. But we still give our kids polio vaccines. You see what I mean? So with this virus, it's like you said, man, it's a reset. It's a financial reset. You know? Hey, boy, stop. Go sit down. It's a financial reset. Okay?
Right.
You gotta rob Peter to pay Paul. You know, they've been playing with us this whole rip, man. This whole COVID-19, man, we've been puppets. We've been puppets.
Right.
There's no
right,
one
right.
has no one has took the time to sit down and say, what is a virus? What is it? Nobody has took the time to say, what is a vaccine? Everybody clicked the button on their TV and let the TV tell them what a vaccine is instead of carrying your butt down to the library and figuring out what it is for yourself. Now, see, I don't wear a mask. Because I know all this information now. I have educated myself, and I know there's no reason to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? Because if a virus is basically just whatever it is, right, it's been in nature for millions of years. We can't get rid of germs and viruses, so-called. They'll never leave. They're part of the Earth ecosystem. They're part of us. They're you know, but they're using it against us. We've been playing in dirt everything for years, man. This will never change. We are viruses. You got 1,100 viruses in your body, and COVID-19 is the most predominant virus in your body as we speaking right now. So they're using your body against itself. They're using yourself, the way your body heals itself. They're using that against itself. Now, I heard people say, well, it's a virus out here, and it's certainly people dying. You're being told that they're dying, of course, right? But we don't.
Right.
We're being told that they're dying of COVID-19, man. You don't really know that, man. You turned on the TV and heard that, man. And then get the numbers. Pay attention to the numbers, man. Every week they come up with a higher number. If you added all them numbers together, if you got the sum of all them numbers together, I guarantee you it'll outcount everybody in the United States. So really everybody should have been dead. But nobody looks at that. They just tell us a number and everybody runs around. Oh, man, you know, every month another 100,000 people die. And I'm like, damn, is there anybody left on the plane? Is anybody left here? Because since March, since it's popped off, it's been thousands of people dying. So now here we are at December, and y'all still talking numbers. And I'm like, damn, you know, the whole world should be at the end by now. I mean, wow. You know, but my brother, let's educate ourselves on what viruses are, what vaccines are. Quit listening to the news. Y'all know they've been lying to us for years. And I tell you, I'm going to leave with this right here. I'm going to leave with this right here. For y'all that think there is a real virus, y'all taking Mother Nature very lightly, because Mother Nature don't care if you wear a mask. She don't care if you go in the house social distance. She don't care. You can do all that, and she is still coming for you. See? You got to look at these things. Mother Nature is violent. She violent. Mother Nature is violent. She don't just, oh, wear a mask and you'll be okay with me. No. She wipes away whole states, whole cities, whole countries. She'll wipe it all out. She don't care because she's doing what she's supposed to do. I don't take her for granted.
Check it out,
my
friend.
If y'all think it's a virus,
check it out, my friend.
Y'all take it, Mother Nature, lightly.
We have got to go, my friend.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate
you. You have said a mouthful.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate
it.
You got to wrap it up.
All right, well, I'm just
letting y'all know, man.
Y'all do y'all research, man.
I can't end it no better myself. I couldn't end it no better myself.
We appreciate
it. Y'all do that research, man. Do that research, man. Don't listen to these people on the TV, man.
Oh, yeah. We
All
got
right, y'all have a nice night.
Yes, indeed.
All right, right on.
Yes, indeed.
Well, there it is.
Yeah,
all wrapped up
in
the boat.
He was going in.
Wrapped
our
up in the
boat. Going in. Yeah, but yeah, that's what all about, family. You know, we ain't all got to think alike. We just all got to think. So we appreciate the differences of opinions. Everybody can share, you know, have a platform where everybody can share their different views and speak on, you know, their reality as they see it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So I'm going to let y'all wrap it up. Thanks for all the callers. We appreciate y'all, fam.
I already said, ain't nothing else for me to say. The callers have spoken. The callers have spoken. I rest my case along with them.
Okay, well then, and with that being said, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and always supporting us. Tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you have any show topic ideas, again, please feel free to send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. And other than that, we'd like to thank you once more and talk to you next week. Peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.